This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, Thursday, February the 1st on the year. The Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen combination could be the DJC show. Today we bump Victoria out of, that's not really fair because she doesn't feel well, but we could, well, for just for today, Jennifer, what do you say? We'll push V out and put C in. The DJC show.
And it sort of rhymes, so that's okay.
Yeah, it works together. All right, what do we have trending here?
Oh, boy. Well, we have to talk about the memo, because the memo is trending everywhere. And the memo that I'm talking about is this memo put together by a congressman, Devin Nunes. He's from the state of California, that talks about overreach of the past administration, the Obama administration's Department of Justice and the FBI, mm-hmm. and suggests that perhaps this investigation into Russia and the Trump administration was actually caused or based on a dossier that contained lots of false information about then-candidate Trump. You're going to hear a ton about this memo today because Devin Nunes had it out for congressional review. The House of Representatives voted on Monday to release the memo. Now it sits on the president's desk, and the president can decide today if he wants to declassify that memo. He said at the State of the Union, he got caught on a hot mic, not during the speech, that 100% he was going to release the memo. His staffers around him want him to release the memo. And so now what's trending on Twitter this morning, deep state panic.
Really?
Yeah. Adam Schiff, who is the Democrat on the same intelligence committee with Devin Nunes, who
for
then...
LA.
Last night, that's right, panic when he realized...
Though. You know, he came from Framingham?
He also lives in Maryland. He's a big carpetbagger. But that's beside the point. he panicked a bit because he knows that this memo is probably going to come out, that Trump will probably release it today, and it may make him look bad since he's been talking about the integrity of the Russia investigation and the possible Trump connections and all of this for a year now. He's been in front of cameras talking about this. So last night, at about 10 p.m. East Coast time, he said, oh, this memo has been altered. This is not the memo that we voted on to release.
Who said that? Schiff?
Schiff.
Really?
And so Devin Nunes said, well, I just cleaned up a few grammatical errors. I changed nothing about the content. And so now Adam Schiff today is pushing to hold up the memo so that they have to re-vote on it again because he said that it's not the same memo that he voted on or that they voted on Monday. Right. So it's dramatic. It's like a political soap opera. We'll see. There's also a Democratic response memo to this memo by Devin Nunes. So you may be getting two memos released, but... But probably not for another
Patrick
couple weeks.
Kennedy or Joe Kennedy, one of the Kennedys.
Oh, there's lots of stuff swirling around D.C. today. All right, also trending, not political, is Kava. Now, since, Kara, I know you don't like to be classified as a millennial, but do you know what Kava is? Because apparently you millennials love it.
Kava is very good for relaxing you, amongst other things. It's a supplement.
Okay,
K-A-V-A.
Well, I've never had that one. This one, I believe, is C-A-V-A. It's, I think it's kind of along the lines of Chipotle. It's like a Mediterranean fast casual restaurant, I think.
Okay,
I've only been once.
You're very smart. Kava is a restaurant. Kava is also spelled with a C, Spanish version of champagne. It's sparkling wine. But Kava that I'm talking about here is with a K, it's a drink that apparently is soothing New York millennials.
Yeah. Oh,
it's been a mainstay.
I had it right.
Yeah, it's been a mainstay in the South Pacific for thousands of years, and now apparently stressed out millennial New Yorkers are leaving alcohol behind, and they're gulping down Kava, which is a mildly narcotic drink, to ease the pain of long hours. How about that?
Mildly narcotic. It's like melatonin and St. John's wort.
Mildly narcotic.
Like that
sounds exactly like what I need. I will be writing for that.
A mild narcotic. It's a root that's ground to a powder. It's mixed with water and then strained. It might taste like muddy water, and people who taste it for the first time might gag a little bit, but they add a fruit juice chaser or they blend it into a cavatail. That's their version of a cocktail, and it's supposed to be a mood enhancer that'll take the edge off of those struggling to cope with hectic modern life.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Finally, trending today, again, more attention on the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is trending not because he's a big stud quarterback, but because his water habit might kill you, Doug. It might kill me. It might kill you, Kara. Apparently, Tom Brady is peer pressuring you to drink too much water in his new book, TB12, The Tom Brady Method. The quarterback recommends a hydration routine that's a little bit unusual. He reportedly drinks over 37 glasses of water per day, which is enough water to hydrate a healthy person for 5 days.
A train. You're on a one-way train to the bathroom every hour. You drink that much water.
He's not the only one. I'm not going to just pile on Tom Brady here because my friend Fred Dreyer, your friend Fred Dreyer, who's a football player as well, has always said, drink at least a half of your body weight in ounces of water every day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you need to drink 50 ounces of water every single day. That's the minimum. Ideally, he says you'll drink more than that, and sometimes you'll even add electrolytes or do like an alkaline water. Experts are saying that this advice may not be the best because people could be drowning themselves from the inside.
I've been drinking a lot more water lately, and in the morning when I'm on the air, I'm drinking water that has apple cider vinegar and honey and lemon
in it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good for you, and it takes you away from wanting to. I'm trying to get away from the sugary fruits that I've been eating so much of, and that seems to be a way of doing it. Let me go back, circle back to a couple of the things that you were talking about in the trending department, as long as we were focused on Congress for a minute. This has not to do with their action, but you may have heard the story about a train that had a number of Republican members of Congress, including the Speaker, on a legislative retreat headed for West Virginia, hit a truck yesterday, killed the driver of the truck, and there were 6 or 7 people that were transported to the hospital, one of them in critical condition, who were in the train. The members of Congress on the train, their families were okay, a couple of minor injuries, that sort of thing, like Jason Lewis of Minnesota was taken to the hospital for a concussion. Amtrak said the train came into contact with a vehicle on the track at 11:20 yesterday morning outside of Charlottesville. I guess what was going on is the Republicans were on their way to a retreat at Greenbrier. What do you know about the retreat? Why are they having a retreat?
I think they do this every year. Well, they do it every year, and I think early on they do it to plan what's coming up for the year, their legislative items, that kind of stuff. They bring their families, and it's at that very luxurious, I've never been there, but Greenbrier Resort is supposed to be pretty snazzy.
Sheesh.
And it's in the Allegheny Mountains, I think. So they were headed through West Virginia, and this truck, I think they're describing it now as a trash truck, but initially they said a dump truck, was caught in the train tracks and just whammo.
End of that. So Representative Roger Marshall, who is a doctor and a congressman from Kansas, was administering the help to a lot of people who needed help, including one person needed CPR. I think there are a number of members of Congress that have medical training, wasn't there?
They are, and actually Rand Paul was...
I was going to say Rand Paul.
He's an eye doctor, but or an ophthalmologist. He was talking on, I think he was on Fox News yesterday, and he said that I think there are about 5 doctors who are on that train, and apparently most of them just started helping kind of triage people until the first responders got there, which that's if best case scenario if you're going to be in that kind of situation to have doctors at beck and call, which is
good idea. Have more of them in Congress. Maybe you should have a brain doctor to examine the brains of some of these
characters. And Dr. Ben Carson, he's a neurologist.
Yeah, right. Okay, now let me circle back to one other thing you were talking about, a little reference to the State of the Union address this week and what the president's doing. So as a result of all the talk and some criticism that I got yesterday for my point of view when it comes to immigration and immigrants and that sort of thing, who's here, who's not here, how they're getting here, that sort of thing. If you didn't know, there are 27 million workers in our country at this moment who were not born here. 17% of the labor force, and I'm not saying whether they're legal or illegal, but our workforce is powered by a lot of immigrants. And so if you think, you know, we get rid of the Hispanic problem or whatever, there are as many, by the way, Chinese, on the West Coast anyway, there are as many illegal Chinese coming into the country as there are Hispanics coming up from Mexico. I don't know whether most people know that or not. The number of Chinese coming to this country illegally is huge. Huge, huge, huge. And why do you suppose that's never discussed? There seems to be something
about
that we're so worried about.
No, they have more money. And so what's happening for Chinese is that they're not being put into the back of a truck or stacked five deep in a pickup truck. They're coming in and they're paying to stay in maternity hotels. They're bringing pregnant Chinese women in who stay here. They go to Disneyland. This is mostly in Southern California. They see the sights. And when it's time for them to have their baby, they have a baby in a local area hospital or with the help of a home birth person. And
midwife.
Yeah. A doula.
Yeah.
And then that's an American citizen because they were born here.
You know, I read the most bizarre story lately, and it's the same thing, but it's Russians or people from Eastern Europe who are coming into Florida and having kids there during the winter months because it's basically a vacation.
They have a tour. They run a tour for pregnant women to come to Florida to have their babies.
Yeah, they come. Yeah. It's like a vacation. It's nice and warm. And then their kid is an American citizen at the end of it.
Yeah.
And basically all of the women were like, well, why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want our kids to be American?
Great country,
citizens?
America.
Yeah.
But they actually run a tour company, runs tours for Russians, Eastern European bloc, people from Ukraine. All those countries come over to Florida.
It's a real thing. They have tour magazines. The one that I pay attention is the Chinese one because that's really down the street from me in Pasadena and Altadena, suburb communities of Los Angeles. A lot of tourism, and they do. You can see the brochures. They say, "Come to Disneyland, come to this," and they show all the Universal Studios. And you come and you tour around until you're too pregnant to do it, and then you just wait it out and have the kid. Crazy.
Great country, America. The number of people deported last year by the Department of Homeland Security, 450,954. About 22,000 of those fell into the category that includes significant visa abuse. So the numbers, what they are.
Overstays.
Oh, yeah. 85,000 is the number of H-1B visas that are going to be usable this year. 20,000 of those will be workers who are in here going to school and working at the same time. I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
Mm.
Coming to school and
working?
I don't have a problem with that. No.
If you're contributing, no.
Yeah. All right. So that's some of the updated information on immigration and immigrants that you don't hear very much discussed. That's the idea here, is to talk about things that don't get talked about much in any other venue. The DJV show, time for something that we talk about here because we all like and use MyPillows. Jennifer washes hers, she dries hers, she plumps it up. How do you, is that the right description? You plump it up? What do you, when you're moving the pillow around to get it to fit your neck and your head, what do you call that?
The filling allows you to either fold it or push it, kind of plump it underneath. And so what you're supposed to do, if you read the instructions, and yes, the pillow that comes with instructions, it's pretty darn wonderful. You fill in the hole, the crevice that's left between your neck, where the natural curvature of your neck is, and your mattress, and you fill that in with your MyPillow. And it really stabilizes your neck during sleep so that you're not constantly trying to turn your head or flip around. I'm a big mover when I sleep, and when I sleep with my pillow, I don't toss and turn like I used to because my neck doesn't get stiff. It's supported, and that helps a lot because all the tension in my life apparently sits right there in my neck. So I really need the support.
All right, take Jennifer's word for it. Make sure that you have taken advantage of the buy one MyPillow premium offer and get another one free. And if you don't like it, you send it back in 60 days, you get your money back guaranteed or another pillow. Buy one MyPillow, get another one free. The same thing with all the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow. Make sure you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. You'll get the pillows that'll help you stop tossing and turning. This way you get a good night's rest. Buy with confidence at MyPillow.com, and please use the promo code DJV, because that's how you get all the bargains. It isn't just, as I said, for the pillows, but there are all kinds of other fabulous things. This is a value American company. Made in America is important to most of us, so check it out, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. 21 after the hour here.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBenz Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wizard. How many of you remember that? Let's crank this up a little. Musical news. This fits, right? This is a fabulous musical experience for those of you who have never had it. It really is a great, great. I can't tell you how exciting it is to hear this. Crank it up for a second, will you? Good to hear that. I don't know why I get such a kick out of it. But Roger Daltrey, anyway, the story here on the DJB show, Daltrey is performing The Who's Tommy in its entirety on a 10-city summer tour this year with his teaming up. Every place they stop, they're going to bring in a local orchestra and play music from the album at every stop. He said, quote, "I'm really looking forward to singing Tommy, not only with my great backup group, but also some of the finest orchestras in the country." He said of the tour in a statement, "Peter Townsend's rock music is particularly suited to being embellished by the sounds of a big orchestra, and adding that orchestra to the band is kind of like the Moody Blues and what they've done to classic rock music." So that's something that is very cool, actually. 25 past the hour now on the DJB show. Let's move into Throwback Thursday mode as we present the top five songs from this week in 1974. This is a change of pace. Contrasting. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're mine. And so I'll focus on what happens with the Me Too movement. This song doesn't do that crowd any good. But Ringo made a big hit out of this. It was number one for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. This particular week in 74, though, it's number five. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Crank it up, Kara, for a sec, would you?
You're my baby, you're my pet.
It's a good week for music, actually, so let's keep moving. Number four this week in 74 belonged to Gladys Knight. I gotta use my imagination. This is good stuff. So y'all remember this song, right? You heard this song before, Karen?
I know Gladys Knight and the Pips, but I do not actually know this song.
Ah, that's a big song. She had so many great hits. Number three belonged to Brownsville Station.
Now this one I definitely know.
There you.
Yep.
This is a lot of fun. This is a great, silly song. I remember this. I mean, the first version by another group started, I remember it from when I was in high school. That was in the 1960-61 in there. Smoking in the Boys' Room, number three. Number two, Steve Miller's Band and the Joker.
I'm a smoker.
A lot of smoking going on here this week in 74. This was, I think, his first hit, if I'm not mistaken. And then... this song had been number one, bounced off of the top, and then came back again this week in 1974. R&B singer Al Wilson. The song is called Show and Tell. Who remembers this?
I love you.
Girl,
so show me and tell.
Ever heard this song before, Kara?
I'm trying to listen and figure it out. I don't actually think that I have. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good song. All right, so there we have it. Top five songs this week in 1974. Ringo, Gladys Knight, the Brownsville Station Tune, Steve Miller Band, and Al Wilson at 28 after the hour on the DJB Show.
In today's automotive news at the North American International Auto Show, Nissan show off their new concept vehicle, the CrossMotion, with an indication of what the future of the connected autonomous crossover will be. This new Nissan comes with intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist and ProPilot Park. The display and infotainment system can be controlled by gestures and eye movement. Exterior has rugged 21-inch wheels and off-road tires. The tire tread laminated over the wheels. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You gotta put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available on all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The hour now on the DJV show, we've whittled all of our cast of characters down to Kara. I mean, I think this is the first time you and I have ever been on the air alone. Do we need adult supervision, or are we okay?
I think we'll be okay. I think it's happened more than once.
Has it? I don't remember the last time it happened. All right, well, let's get to the heart of some food news. Very important. People knowing about the largest poultry producer in the country, which is Tyson. I think, actually, this information pertains to Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride as well, as they are both accused of collusion driving up the price of chicken. So there was a federal lawsuit that was filed yesterday by Sysco and U.S. Foods. If you're not familiar with either of those. They are supply houses, actually the largest food distributors. They say, as they buy chicken and other food products that they resell to grocery stores and restaurants and consumers, that they're being gouged. So it's Tyson, Pilgrim's Pride, Purdue, all of them household names. They all are working together to restrict the supply of chicken and to manipulate the chicken prices that are used by these various food sources and their industries. The suit alleges the conspiracy has gone on since 2008. 17 defendant companies named in the suits control 90% of the wholesale chicken market, and just Tyson, Pilgrim's Pride, and Purdue control about 49% of the market, so that's almost half. They issued statements denying the allegation. Of course, what do you think they're going to say? Oh, yeah, we did that. I'm going to say that. So Sysco and U.S. Foods are not the only ones. There are a couple of other suits that were filed by other companies, this same kind of stuff, against the tuna producers. So the same thing's going on in the tuna market as is going on in the chicken market. And you're paying more, so Sysco and U.S. Foods say, because of the conspiracy.
It's, yeah, so I was going to say, does this make it more expensive for the consumer or
yes.
just more expensive for the...
I'll pass it all the way down the line. And I didn't think chicken was that expensive, and I don't buy chicken, but I can't see that there's an outrageous amount of money being charged for chicken or for tuna. Bumblebee tuna. And what's the other one? Chicken of the sea. Any mermaid you happen to see?
Yes, chicken
okay.
of the sea.
Chicken of the sea. Anyway, they pled guilty at the end of last year to federal price-fixing charges, and between Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea, they paid a $25 million criminal fine for gouging the public. See, this is so silly. You don't have to do that in terms of collusion. The airlines do it all the time. Ever check the price of, just for the heck of it, I don't know where you're going, but I'll use Boston to L.A. as an example. You can go on the American Airlines site and see what the cost of a seat is today for, let's say, next Wednesday. And then you go to United. Look up the same trip on the same day, same price. Go to United. Go to any of them. So that's been going on there for years. I don't know why they haven't been charged. I think they actually have been charged three or four times. They're clever enough to get out of it. Obviously, Purdue and Pilgrim's Pride and Tyson aren't smart enough to figure out a way around it. Either that, or as much money as is involved here. These companies are jillion-dollar companies. They really are. Tyson and Purdue, good Lord. And so this may be just figured into the cost of doing business. As outrageous as that feels or seems, think about it. They gouge you, get much more money out of you. And again, if in fact, this the real problem here for me in this arena is that the people who are getting screwed are the people at work. See, Tyson doesn't grow chicken. The people that, you know, you think Frank Purdue's kids go out to the farm. You see these ads of them walking around the barnyard with chickens following them, and they're talking about how wonderful, they never give them any hormones, and they raise chickens like they're their own kids. You know what a load of chicken manure that is? Those guys never set foot on a farm. They have farmers, they buy chicken raised on farms. They contract sometimes with farms to grow chicken just for them, but they're not growing the chicken. It's not Tyson chicken. It's not Purdue chicken. It's Fred Lampke's chicken from his farm, or Ryan Johnson's farm, or John whomever. You know what I'm saying. The farmer is nameless, and the farmer gets it in the chin just like the dairy farmer does. You're listening to somebody who has a lot of experience and knowledge in this field, and I know what happens. These people become what they call producers. They produce the milk. They produce the chicken. They produce the sauce, the pork, whatever it is. Farmer grows it, and there's the first step in what are many middlemen along the way. So the farmer ends up getting 20 or 25% of what you pay at the end of the day to buy that product. So if you're paying $4, let's say, for half a gallon of milk, I don't even know. What does it cost to buy half a gallon of milk? $4, $3, $4.
It's less than that. Yeah, somewhere between $2 and $3, probably.
Okay. So let's just say, for argument's sake, that it's $4 for a gallon. The farmer gets a buck of that. Isn't that outrageous? He's the one who raises the cows. He's the one that does the work. He's the one that actually delivers the milk to the processing plant so that it can be pasteurized and bottled and all of that stuff. So pasteurizing and bottling it, another 20-25%, that's what's legit. And then the other money is all the buildup of the two or three different levels of it being sold along the way by the time it gets to you. So the farmer is getting, and that's the same with a chicken, beef, whatever, any commodity that you want to name that comes to the farm, farmer's lucky to get 25 cents on the dollar. This is why farmers are going out of business everywhere, because they don't make any money in growing all this stuff. The people who make all the money are Tyson. They don't have to get their hands dirty, and neither does Purdue or any of these other people. So think about that the next time you buy a bottle of milk, or you buy some chicken or whatever it is that you're buying for dinner. That even holds true for the vegetable growers, too, as a matter of fact. So I think it's very difficult for people sometimes to realize that. And as we get further and further away from the farm, more and more of these sorts of things are happening commonplace, because these huge companies like Purdue and Tyson, they're like any other big company. They're just a big company that happens to sell chicken, not any different than a big company that sells suits or a big company that sells cars. It's just they're selling chicken, but the business are all run the same. So, all right, I think I should get off my horse now. You want to get the hook for me, Kara? All right, I'll just kind of move on my own here. Here's the new rage in ice cream is Halo. I think they call it Halo Top, non-dairy ice cream, rising in popularity, become one of the most popular ice cream brands, and it's responding to the trend by launching 7 new flavors. They started, and I'm not sure how well these are doing, frankly. There are new flavors made with coconut-based. They call it coconut milk, but it's not. It's coconut juice, not milk. Milk comes out of the mammary glands of your mother, your wife, cows, goats, but there's no milk coming out of a coconut tree or a coconut. But anyway, they call it that. So they use that for Halo's dairy-free ice cream. And the new flavors are pancakes and waffles. Listen to this, Kara.
I would try that.
Birthday cake, candy bar, chocolate almond crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough, and let's see here, toasted coconut and maple vanilla. That sounds good. I'm a connoisseur of ice cream. That's one thing I know a lot about. It's not a lot of. I know a little about a lot, but I know a lot about ice cream. And I've tried this Halo Top. I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, everyone raves about it. I think if you are on a diet and you haven't had any sugar, then this is good, because it's pretty low in sugar and high in protein, so it's, I guess, better for you than other ice creams. But, yeah, I find it to be very chalky. There's a few flavors I've had. It's like a chocolate peanut butter cup. That's the only one I've had that's really good.
You like it?
Yeah, the other ones are, especially the vanillas and stuff, they're kind of boring and chalky. But I don't know. I don't normally drink coconut milk. Have you ever had it? I know a lot of people like to drink it. So I wonder if it will make it a little bit smoother or more flavorful.
Coconut milk, coconut water are awful. Coconut is very healthy for you. The coconut, if you're cooking in coconut oil or you put it on your face or whatever, I put it on my face at night. It's great for your face, soften up the skin. But to drink coconut-flavored things, coconut water.
I would try the maple vanilla, though. I mean, I don't have any issue with trying different ice creams.
Yeah,
I will try
too.
All of the ice creams. I don't know. Toasted coconut doesn't sound that great to me, but I would definitely try maple vanilla.
All right, invite me over to your house. We'll have dinner, and you can have dessert.
Sounds great.
Now, one other thing here, as long as we're in the food and farm department, I have talked about this until I'm blue in the face, but I want to underscore this, because more and more, almost daily, the way to to deal with labeling on food, non-GMO, verifying whether GMOs are in your food or they aren't, genetically modified organisms. I've just spent 2 days of having body work done on me by Jack and his wife, Mary Stockwell's in Salt Lake City. I go there every year, like I go to Ken Kronhaus every year for a checkup, and I go to Fred Grover in Denver. I'm doing all that this week and next week. And one of the things that Jack found out, Mary, because she's the research person, found out, they do extensive testing. We really spend 8 hours in the office going through all kinds of things, and tests showed that I have the kind of pesticides in my system that we rail about from Monsanto. I have them in my blood work, in my body, in my organs. And the only thing we can think of, because I don't use it on the farm, is that I may not be in the apples and the pears and the fruit that I'm eating. If I'm not buying organic, and sometimes you can't find organic, so I'm buying whatever I can find of the kinds of apples, for example, that I like, and it may be that they're sprayed, and I'm not washing them either at all. If I'm in a hurry, I just grab one as I run out to the jump in the truck to go off and do things, and I'm eating, the skin hasn't been cleaned, and the pesticides that are on the non-organic food enough to really register. I mean, I'm talking about showing up significantly in my organs, in my body, and I don't like it. There are other things that have shown up, but that was the thing that startled me the most. Really dramatic. And I'll bet a lot of you who are not conscious of it, I'm even a conscious health watcher or consumer, and I'm getting, but it could be in corn or soy or, the U.S. Department of Agriculture certifies as free of GMOs. That's one of the labels. There's natural, there's organic, there's, you know, all of the things that have been messed up, but if GMOs are in your food, in the same boat I am, you're going to have that same sort of pesticide residue in your system. You ought to have your, it's not done checked in a regular blood report. You have to have specialized tests, but you ought to find out if you've got it in there. I'm doing whatever I can to cleanse my body of it fast. I'm drinking a special kind of tea. I'm drinking vinegar, apple vinegar water, and that kind of stuff, because that'll bleach it out fast, I'm told. All right, let's get to something else that's a good, that's very helpful. I like to have this program help you out. And if you're a business operator and you're looking to recruit some new hires, I'm going to send you to where I've sent a lot of my friends. I've gone there myself to find people for the farm or people for the radio program. It's ZipRecruiter.com. They are the different, the kinds of people who really, when you do business with them, you know that you're their highest priority. That's what I like about them. They're great on follow-through. They'll help you understand how to use their technology, which basically just reaches out and goes to the leading job boards, and you get what you're looking for. You can post your needs on every job board with just one click. That's by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And if you use it that way, then you use it free. ZipRecruiter is free if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use the dashboard. Manage your hiring process. It's something from beginning to end that you'll find very easy. So be the smart person on your block that's hiring and finding good qualified, not just any candidate, but the most qualified job candidates. Immediate results. Call, no, you don't have to call, just go online, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Very good advice. I like to think we have a lot of that here. DJV time is 10 before the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Is there anybody who doesn't recognize the theme for one of those fabulous love stories ever, Gone with the Wind? From what, 1938, Chucker?
39.
Yeah. And if you don't remember, here's something that'll help you put it into context.
Grant, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's one of the most famous lines, right, Chucker?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're playing this because somebody's going to remake Gone with the Wind. Don't tell me
that. No. Clark Gable was born on this day in 1901.
Yeah.
Passed away in 1960 at the age of 59. I believe he died of a heart attack.
Massive heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah, he was my mother's all-time favorite actor.
Yeah. Yeah, he was...
Let me ask you a question, because I asked you this question a few months ago on the air about John Wayne. Do you think Clark Gable, if he was alive... and working, trying to work in movies in 2018, would he be a working actor? Would he be successful in this generation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I think he had what it took. I think he was smart. When you think about some of these guys, Errol Flynn was another example, and so was John Wayne. The way they lived their lives, they never slept, they drank, they ate, they smoked, they chased around. And it killed them all. John Wayne at least lived to be 72. Errol Flynn died when he was, I think, 54. Clark Gable, 59. These guys just caroused and lived crazy lives and didn't last for them.
I'll tell you another amazing footnote about Gone with the Wind in the year 1939. Victor Fleming, the director of Gone with the Wind, also directed The Wizard of Oz, which came out the same year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really
interesting.
But, you
know, back in those days, and they do it still now with what they call assistant directors, but they were more extensive. In 1939, they probably had five people shooting different multiple scenes on different locations for a movie like Gone with the Wind and also The Wizard of Oz, and primarily one director, which was Victor Fleming, got all the credit for as the main director. But
yeah.
Still, Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz, one guy trolling
pretty
both
amazing.
Those movies. It is.
Yeah.
It really is a great accomplishment.
John Cameron. All right, I have a solution to how Hollywood can regain its credibility, given what's going on in the film industry these days. An Oscar to a prominent actor. My suggestion for Chucker after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so bad time for Hollywood, Chucker. The biggest box office decline last summer. Bad movies, new ways of watching the good movies, all of that. The focus on Weinstein and sexual abuse and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I read a suggestion about an easy way to help Hollywood regain its credibility. You want to know what it is?
Sure.
Give Ronald Reagan the honorary Oscar that he is due, even though a lot of people make fun of his films, Bedtime for Bonzo, Newt Rockne, Girl from Jones Beach. They're probably not Oscar-worthy in and of themselves, but a lot of people get these kind of awards posthumously for their contribution. So if you give the award to Ronald Reagan, it was done for Edward G. Robinson, Douglas Fairbanks, all those people never got Oscars in, you know, the real in their real life, but they got them. So is that a good idea or not?
Why not? I'm for it.
Yeah. Ronald
I don't
Reagan.
Think save the business, yeah. Though.
You don't
I
like what?
I think it's a good idea. I don't have I don't know if that's going to save some of the issues in the business, increase box office, but I like it.
Well,
that.
They get people to watch the Oscar show this year, for sure. Not a lot of people are going to watch it if it continues.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.